listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. The AFL's Gather Round will be expanding beyond Adelaide and into the regions next year, but not the Limestone Coast. Premier Peter Malinauskas revealed yesterday that a game is set to be played in Lindock in the Barossa Valley. That's despite fierce interest in bringing a match to the southeast. Mount Gambier MP Troy Bell is taking the news on the chin. He says we should instead be looking to take further advantage of the event where we can.
A lot of Victorians travel, obviously, from Victoria to South Australia. How do we encourage them to come and stay in Mount Gambier and the southeast on their way through to Adelaide? And I think that's where the challenge is, and that's certainly where I'll be seeking support from the state government.
In better news for the region, the Penola and Tantanoola football clubs have this year both received a share in Gather Round legacy funding. Moves are afoot in Beachport to bring more childcare services to the town. A subcommittee has been formed by residents, which is pushing for a three-day-a-week service at the local primary school, where a childcare on wheels service is currently operating once per week. The subcommittee is also lobbying for a major upgrade of the town's primary school. The cost of refurbishing the Millicent Swimming Lake could potentially blow out. That concern comes following comments by Wattle Range Council CEO Ben Gower, who's told the SE Voice that there may be significant cost implications in the project owing to some specific design issues. New pipes and a concrete base are set to be installed at the facility prior to it reopening next summer. And two teenagers alleged to have taken part in a joyride to Canalpin last month have faced court. The boys, aged 15 and 13, fronted the Mount Gambier Magistrates Court yesterday, where they faced charges pertaining to using a vehicle without consent. They've been bailed and will face the court again next month.